This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been telling you about the move by Republican governors to cut off those extra federal jobless benefits. Well, those cuts have started over the past couple of weekends. 500,000, give or take, people have been affected so far. The benefits expire nationally in September. Unemployment has, of course, fallen as more people get vaxxed and more businesses reopen. But as was the case before the pandemic, unemployment remains highest for black workers, 9.1% in May, 5.8% is the overall population figure. And some new analysis by the federal government shows that black applicants have a harder time getting unemployment benefits. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino is on that story for us today.
The Government Accountability Office analyzed national census surveys and looked at federal unemployment program data from five states for periods during the pandemic.
We started noticing some potential racial disparities in the way that beneficiaries were being approved for benefits.
Thomas Costa with the GAO says white unemployment applicants reported getting benefits 80% of the time, while black applicants got benefits just 73% of the time. It's a pattern that's familiar to William Spriggs, an economist at Howard University.
This disparity is well known and has been documented. During the Great Recession, we had the same problem.
And he says it's partly by design. Back when the unemployment system was established in the 1930s, it excluded a lot of workers from eligibility.
It did not conceive protecting workers who were part-time or workers who were in the service sector who got very low wages.
Who were and still are disproportionately black. Federal pandemic unemployment programs should have helped compensate for inequities at the state level by expanding relief to more types of workers. But those programs are administered by the states, which have very different systems, says Andrew Stettner with the Century Foundation.
People of color tend to be concentrated in some of the states that are the most restrictive for unemployment benefits, like the Deep South and the Southwest.
Where he says the unemployed often have to navigate long and complicated online applications or fight months-long appeals to get benefits, which can disadvantage workers of color with fewer resources. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.